This is broadcast number 6 in the 158th Regimental Combat Team Series. Continuing with the 158th Regimental Combat Team, we near the close of the series of broadcasts that has brought us into the Legazpi area of the Philippines for a visit with a group that is very near and dear to the hearts of all Arizonans. At the present moment, we are in the capital city of the province in which the 2nd Battalion of the 158th Infantry is quartered. The name of the place is Naga, N-O-G-A. A few minutes ago, as we came down through the main streets of Naga, we were forced to stop while a great parade of the battalion, the 2nd Battalion of the 158th, filed by. They were parading in for the usual battalion review under the command of Lieutenant Colonel Thompson. It made a very colorful sight, and it was my privilege to take two or three quick pictures with the flag and all of the personal glamour of the boys moving down the road, and I'm sure you'll enjoy seeing those pictures when I get home and have the opportunity to show them to you. At this point, we find 7 Arizona boys, and we'll divide them into a group of 4 to start with and 3 for our next broadcast. Our first boy in the group for today is Manuel Morales. Manuel Morales of 108 West Washington, Tucson. His wife's name is Mrs. Manuel Morales. She lives at the rural route Box 7 in, I believe you said, Coolidge, did you not? And Mr. and Mrs. R. Morales, 351 North Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, in Tucson, are the boy's mother and dad. How have you been, Manuel?
Fine, sir.
Have you been up at this point very long?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been in combat with the 158?
Oh, about 7 months, sir.
Have you found the outfit all right?
Yes, sir.
How's the food go?
All right, sir.
I suppose you'd rather be home, though, if you had your choice about the matter.
Yes, I sure would.
How long has it been since you were in Tucson?
About 18 months, sir.
Did you graduate from the Tucson High School?
Yes, sir.
Have you heard anything recently about the football team? I suppose you know that the Badgers were the state champions again last year.
Yes, sir, I did.
Did you play any football with the Badgers?
No, sir.
Can you tell me anything at all about the work that you're doing here?
Well, sir, just what about do you want to know?
Well, are you an infantryman? Are you in a machine gun outfit? Or just what do you do in the 158th 2nd Battalion?
Well, sir, I'm in the infantry, but I'm a bazooka man.
Oh, you like the bazooka?
Yes, sir, it's all right.
Have you been able to knock out any Japanese strong points with the bazooka, or don't you aim that straight?
Well, I am all right, I guess.
Well, good enough. What would you like to say to your wife and your mother and dad?
Well, I would like to say that I hope I can be home pretty soon. I don't know when. I thought I'd go home by Christmas, but it don't look like it.
The Japs seem inclined to want to go ahead and fight it out, don't they?
Yes, they do.
You have any children at home?
Yes, sir, I have.
And how many and who are they and what are their names? Let's talk to them a minute.
I have 3 of them. Well, I have 2 boys and a little girl. Their names is Whitey Ray, he's 6 years old, and Earl, he's 5, and I got an 18-month-old daughter.
Well, would you like to say hello to them special?
I sure would. I'd like to say hello to all of you.
Well, I'm sure they're waiting very anxiously for you to come home. That was Manuel Morales, 108 West Washington, Tucson. As the earlier portion of the presentation indicates, the wife is in Coolidge and the mother and father at 351 North Meyer in Tucson. And here is Charles H. Lovett, L-O-V-E-T-T, Box 741, Coolidge. Mrs. C.C. Clark of the same address is the mother. Charles, seems like a long time, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It's been an awful long time.
Do you suppose your mother is waiting expectantly for your voice and the information that you're all right?
Yes, I guess she is. She's waiting pretty patiently, though.
I'll explain to you fellows that we notify the mothers and fathers and the persons listed in the information which you give me before the broadcast goes on, so everyone gets a chance to listen in. What would you like to say to your mother? Let's talk about that first, and then I'll ask you a few questions.
Well, I'd just like to say that I'm getting along all right and may be home before too long.
How many points do you have, Charles?
Well, I haven't many points, but maybe I might get a furlough. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Have you been with the outfit very long?
Well, I've been about 17 months.
And all of it, at least most of it, has been in combat, too, hasn't it?
Well, there's quite a bit of it.
What do you do with the 2nd Battalion?
Well, I'm a machine gun sergeant in the heavy weapons.
That keeps you pretty busy when you're in combat, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Pretty busy.
What were you doing when you came into the service, Charles?
I was working for the Southern Pacific Railroad Company as a welder.
In Coolidge, were you?
It was all over the state.
Are you going to go back to that when you're finished, or are you going to go back to school, or what is your plan?
I plan to go back to the railroad.
Well, that's fine. They'll probably be able to use you. They're undertaking quite an expansion program in the railroads at home, and during these wartime days, they've had a terrific time in trying to keep up with the manpower situation. We have now Emmanuel Bustamante of 314 East 7th Street in Tempe. His mother is Mrs. Lupe Bustamante, and I'll bet a nickel that she's waiting very anxiously to hear you say hello. Let's have that first.
Hello.
See how natural that sounds, Mother? The boy looks very good. I unfortunately didn't know Emmanuel in Tempe, but we've had a number of questions between us here, which would certainly indicate that we have things in common, even though we didn't know each other at home. Emmanuel, how long have you been with the 158?
About 20 months.
Were you in the National Guard before?
No.
You will remember, however, that the 158th, or at least one of the companies, had headquarters in Tempe, won't you?
Yes.
I believe it was over the Curry Hardware Company building, was it not?
Yeah, that's right.
Did you know any of the boys who were in the 158th Infantry there?
Just a few of them. I just saw about 10 or 12 of them.
Did you meet any of them when you first came in here?
Yeah, I made about 5 of them when I came over here.
Do you remember the names of any of them?
No, I just know a few of them, like Johnny and another few guys. I don't remember their names very well.
Johnny who? Do you remember their last name?
Johnny Painter.
And he's gone home now, hasn't he?
He's gone home already.
Well, it won't be long, maybe, until you'll be able to do the same thing. What would you like to say to your mother?
Oh, just hello and tell him to just that I'm okay and hope to be soon. Go home soon.
Does she write to you pretty regularly?
Yeah, almost every week.
Well, that's fine. Well, I'm sure that she's as anxious to be to have you home as you are to be home. Leonardo Hernandez, 125 West, Apartment 2, Nogales, Arizona. Mrs. Josephine Hernandez at the same address. And here is Leonardo. How are you feeling, Leonardo?
How you do, sir?
Have you been around this part of the country very long?
No, sir. I haven't.
Do you see anything about this neck of the woods that looks like Nogales?
A little part of it, sir.
What part of it?
The vegetation, something.
Don't you think it's a lot greener here than it is down around Nogales?
Yes, it's much greener over here and much rain.
I don't like this dust, though, do you?
No, sir.
I've never been in so much dust in my life as I have since we left down the road here 15 or 20 miles this morning to come up here for our special broadcast. Leonardo, what would you like to say to your mother? I think she'd like to hear something extra special from you.
I would like to give my best regards to my mother and families and lots of kisses.
And do you suppose that there's any question you ought to ask me about Arizona before we go on here, or haven't you any questions about Arizona?
I don't think I have any questions, sir.
You're satisfied that the state's there waiting for you to get back?
Yes.
When did you leave Nogales?
I left Nogales in March.
Of this last year?
Yes. This year, sir.
This year? So you haven't been over here very long. What do you do in this outfit?
I'm a rifleman, sir.
Have you had any combat at all?
No, sir, I haven't.
Not yet. Well, Leonardo, I hope that you're successful in keeping your head down and not have any difficulties between now and the time you get home. How about that?
Yes, sir.
All right, he says, yes, sir, he'll certainly behave and behave properly. This rounds up our first four interviewees, Manuel Morales of Tucson, Charles Lovett of Coolidge, Emmanuel Bustamante of Tempe, and Leonardo Hernandez. These boys are attached to the 2nd Battalion of the 158th Infantry, and they are situated in the province where the capital is, the little town of Nauga, and we are right in the outskirts of that community right now. It's been a pleasure to find these boys up here. We've traveled many a dusty mile in order to locate the 7 men whom we are finding here in this area. You'll hear the other 3 in our next broadcast. Until then, this is Howard Pyle returning you from the Philippines to Fred McPherson.